This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Landmines need to be cleared in Ukraine to put the country's economy back on track and enable food to be grown for the rest of the world, the UN Development Programme UNDP said on Wednesday. The UN agency has been mandated by Ukraine's government to address the economic impact of mine contamination in years, not decades, UNDP's Paul Heslop, who leads mine action in the country, told reporters in Geneva. Here he is advocating for a post-World War II Marshall Plan-type approach to mine clearance so that agricultural land can be returned to use as quickly as possible.
I think it is very realistic for us to say to the international community, make the commitment over the next 5 years and we will see Ukraine retake its place as an agricultural powerhouse, and that will affect the world. It will bring down food prices for everybody.
UNDP believes that with the right resources and the right commitment, the world can help Ukraine remove 75% of the economic impact of mine contamination by 2028, Mr. Heslop said. He stressed this will require harnessing innovation like satellite imagery and drones alongside traditional demining techniques. More investment in training and equipment will also be needed, and new lending arrangements so farmers can clear land. Sustainable returns of the Rohingya to Myanmar are impossible unless their human rights, freedoms and security can be guaranteed. That's the message from UN Deputy Human Rights Chief Nada El-Nashif, who told the Human Rights Council on Wednesday that the conditions for the return of over 1 million Rohingya refugees who fled a military crackdown and are currently languishing in camps in Bangladesh do not yet exist on the ground. Ms. El-Nashif insisted on the need for full legal recognition by Myanmar of the right to citizenship of all Rohingya people and their equal access to education, healthcare, and freedom of movement. Independent UN-appointed rights expert for Myanmar, Tom Andrews, warned earlier this month that Bangladesh officials had been planning to send back to Myanmar an initial group of over 1,000 Rohingya refugees. He called on Bangladesh to immediately suspend the repatriation pilot program and said that returns could expose the Rohingya to gross human rights violations and future atrocities. Some positive news for global health. The UN World Health Organization, WHO, has certified Belize malaria-free. WHO's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said on Wednesday that the country was an example of how, with the right tools and the right approach, we can dream of a malaria-free future. A total of 42 countries and one territory have now been certified as malaria-free by WHO. Belize is the second Central American state to receive the certification over the last 5 years, after El Salvador. WHO said that Belize's malaria cases went from a peak of 10,000 in 1994 to zero in 2019 thanks to a strong surveillance system focused on high-risk populations, access to diagnosis, and effective mosquito control methods such as the use of nets and insecticides. The agency stressed that trained community health workers have played a vital role in timely diagnosis and treatment. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.